What's up, family? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Looking to the Hills. I'm your host, Greg Jackson. We got a power-packed show for you today, so keep it locked right there. We'll be right back with Looking to the Hills. Romans 10 and 9, let me pull it up again. Romans 10 and 9, here's a family-friendly version. If you confess, look at it, it's in bold, confess. What do we mean by confess? I asked the question, have you confessed Christ or are you professing him? Now, we have to understand the difference between confession and profession, because profession comes from the word proclaim. I pronounce something, I say something. Anybody can say that they are anything. I remember in the news, it was a young man who was going around saying, I am a doctor. Glory to God. And he wasn't a doctor. And because he was saying that he was a doctor and he looked like a doctor, glory to God, he was going in the hospitals writing prescriptions, glory to God, for people, because he said, he proclaimed, he professed to be something that he was not, glory to God. So when we anybody can profess anything. That's what I really want you to get tonight. Don't forget to share this video with your friends tonight, because it's powerful teaching that I want to pour into your life tonight. Anybody can profess to be anything, but the word of God says you must confess. Let's talk about confess. Me and my wife was talking about this yesterday. We've actually been talking about this for a few days now. What is confession? And where does confession come from? When we look at the word confession, confession comes from a derivative or the same family of conviction. Let me talk about it. So when you go to trial, glory to God, if we were to put you on trial for a crime that you committed, glory to God, and they were gonna find you, give, they charge you with a crime, glory to God, and they want you to plead, glory to God, you would say, I confess. But the only way you can confess, glory to God, is if they charge you and convict you. Lord, have mercy. Then you can say, I confess, I did it. So confession comes from a place of conviction. Look at it. It said, if you confess with your mouth and believe, you have to believe in your heart. You have to believe in your heart, the Lord Jesus, and that God raised him from the dead. Belief in my heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if I don't believe that thing, I cannot confess it. I don't have conviction behind what I'm saying. I'm just saying something. I'm a doctor, but I'm convicted that Christ is my Lord and Savior. Glory to God. I'm convicted. I have that unction, that inkling, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that Christ is my Lord. He is my Lord, meaning he governs my life, and he is my Savior. What is God saved? What is Jesus saving me from? He's saving me from the penalty of sin. Glory to God. For the word of God, we declare that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Praise God. So we have to know and understand that we have to be able to confess Christ, and that maps out this road to salvation. So let's talk about the road to salvation, right? Because if we're going to talk about confession versus profession, right, if I'm going to profess something, I have to be able to bag it up. So if I confess something, I'm already convicted of it, so I'm living in it. Glory to God. So let's look at the road to salvation. Romans gives us a road to salvation. Where it says we are all sin. The first thing we have to understand is we are all sinners by nature and by choice. We are sinners by nature and by choice. What do I mean? We were born with the Adamic nature. We were born with the nature of Adam. When God created the earth, Adam sinned. So the Bible would declare that all men have sinned. Glory to God. So we were born with the sinful nature. Amen. Glory to God. And not only were we born with the sinful nature, but we, a lot of us, glory to God, even before we got saved, even now some of us claim to be saved, we still, glory to God, choose to sin. Glory to God. That's what it means when it says that we are sinners by choice and by force. Glory to God. That's what that means. We are all sinners by nature and by choice. Glory to God. That's Romans 3:23. And we also have to understand that we have received salvation or eternal life as a gift from God. Glory to God. We have received it as a gift from God. Look at it, Romans 6:23. I'm going to pull it up. I don't have it on the screen, but I'm going to pull up Romans 6:23. Praise God. Romans 6:23. Praise God. And I really want you to understand this, because we got to know without a shadow of a doubt that we are saved. And we got to be convinced. I've got to be convinced that I'm saved. I ask people all the time, if you were to die right now, would you die and go to heaven? I would hope so. Wrong answer. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm going to die and go to heaven. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, glory to God, is eternal life through Jesus Christ. He has given us this gift. It is a gift. And if you know about a gift, if it's a birthday gift, it's a Christmas gift, when you give something, glory to God, you're not looking for nothing in return. Glory to God. He gave you eternal life. Glory to God. Because he should have paid you. Hallelujah to God. He should have paid you death. You say the wages of sin. When I go to my job every day, glory to God, they pay me a wage for the work that I have done, for the deeds that I do at my job. They pay me according to that. Glory to God. So the wage that I should receive, God say, no, I'm not going to pay you this wage, but I'm going to give you this gift. Glory to God. Isn't that amazing how God is so mindful of us that he doesn't even pay us what we do, but he give us something better. Glory to God. We have to understand that we are all sinners and eternal life is a gift. Glory to God. Eternal life is a gift. Eternal life is a gift. Type that in the comments. Eternal life is a gift. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's look at here. Acts 4:12. Look at this. Look what it says. It says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which he must be saved. So the only way that we can be saved, glory to God, the only way we can be saved is through Jesus Christ. Let's look at it again. I'm going to put it back on the screen for you so you won't say that I created it. But Acts 4:12, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given. That's the word given again. It was given, glory to God, given to mankind by which we must be saved. Not we can be saved, but we must be saved by the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's powerful. That's powerful. And when I understand this and I get this in my spirit and I get this in my soul, David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin again. I got to write this on the lines of my heart. Glory to God. And once it's in me, glory to God. The Bible says, so is a man thinking in his heart, right? Then, so is he. So it say, think in your heart. Then, in New Testament, it say, if you believe part in the fiber, very fiber of your being, glory to God, that my salvation is in Christ, crucified, raised on the third day with all power, he stole the keys of hell. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I am saved by the grace of God, not by what I do, but by what Christ did. Glory to God. That's how I'm saved. So when you ask me what is salvation, that is what salvation is in Christ Jesus. Glory to God.
Wow, that's good teaching. Real good teaching. Listen, if you want to get live teachings, join me on Thursdays, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. I promise it's going to bless your life tremendously. You can get me on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, or you can call in on the conference line at 646-570-1040. And the access code is 0176316. The Empowering Purpose Conference Call. I want you to join me Thursdays, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Y'all be blessed. Peace.